Chapter 3. The Rain of Grain. It takes two people to make a lie work, the person who tells it and the one who believes it. Jodi Picco, Vanishing Acts. Healthy Whole Grains. It's the dietary battle cry of the 21st century, echoed by all official providers of nutritional advice, the dietary community, and a $1 trillion food industry. It's the guiding principle of academic curricula and nutrition, embraced by makers of processed food who produce, along with sugar, mind-boggling quantities of foods from wheat, corn, and rice. Is it all based on the purported health benefits of grains, or are there other motivations at work? Remember family farms, those places idealized or satirized by TV shows such as The Big Valley, The Waltons, and Green Acres? It was only 60 years ago that, in the United States, we had more than 6 million of them, mostly near small towns like Walton's Mountain or Hooterville. These were places where a family typically owned a few dozen acres to grow tomatoes, cucumbers, and lettuce, along with some chickens, pigs, and a cow or two. They grew food for themselves and sold the surplus. Today, small family farms, along with John Boy and Arnold Ziffel, are largely relics of the past, with the few that remain run by aging part-time farmers whose primary jobs are off the farm. The food on your table is much more likely to come from a large operation of thousands of acres growing huge tracts of single crops, a farming method called monoculture, like wheat and corn. Parallel transformations from small farm to big business have occurred in the dairy and meat industries. Farmers, family and otherwise, are stepping up to meet the demands of a worldwide public that has made grains 50% of their calories. That's direct human consumption of grains. Grains, now favored in place of forage and grass, are also the preferred feed for livestock. This trend began in the 1960s, and livestock now consumes the bulk of the grain produced in the world, outstripping human consumption sevenfold. And we haven't even discussed how much corn is cultivated for ethanol. Grains are, by anyone's definition, big business. Whenever there's a peculiar situation, we have to ask, who benefits?